Unfortunately for asthma sufferers, the La Niña weather event will mean more than just a summer of wet weather. Experts are warning Australians who suffer from asthma to prepare for a thunderstorm allergy season as a result of the changing climate. Asthma sufferers will be at higher risk between the start of October to the end of December, according to the National Asthma Council. The council's director and respiratory physician, Professor Peter Walk, explains what a thunderstorm asthma event is.
Thunderstorm asthma is a particular phenomenon that we see at this time of year, and it occurs specifically when we get a thunderstorm. We've got all this grass sitting out in the plains, and when the weather changes and the wind blows, all of the little grass seeds get taken up into the air. They meet the warm, moist air in the upper part of the atmosphere, and that really leads those seeds to explode.
For asthma sufferers, this cycle can pose a serious threat. In 2016, 10 people died and emergency services became overwhelmed after Melbourne was hit with an epidemic thunderstorm asthma event. Professor Walk says the perfect combination of circumstances must occur for such an event to arise.
You've got to have lots of pollen in the air. You've got to have the right sort of atmospheric conditions happening as well. And then the events occur. And of course, it also struck very late in the afternoon, just when people were really out and about and going home from work. So it was really the worst of those possible circumstances there. And it really hit the populated northern suburbs of Melbourne hardest. And that really resulted in thousands of people having worsening asthma, either presenting to the emergency departments and sadly, of course, 10 people lost their lives.
Forensic worker Genevieve Vergara describes the symptoms she experiences as a result of rapid changes in the weather.
My asthma is also triggered by sudden changes in the weather. So if the air felt like heavier, it would trigger my asthma as well. So it would start with like sneezing or like a tingling sensation or like itching sensation in my nose or my throat, and then it would like worsen, develop like other symptoms. My eyes would get teary, and then the difficulty in breathing would start as well.
For many asthma sufferers, the COVID-19 pandemic has only worsened symptoms. Ms. Vergara has experienced asthma since she was first diagnosed as a 9-year-old in the Philippines. But she says long COVID symptoms made her asthma more severe than ever before.
Before, it was sort of manageable, but then after COVID, it was kind of difficult, more difficult to manage. It was more severe because of COVID. It was more difficult, laborious breathing, and my chest felt heavy, and there's wheezing. And I also lost my voice that time.
Australia has one of the world's highest rates of asthma, with 1 in 10 affected. While Professor Walk says thunderstorm events are very dramatic, he insists it's important for any asthmatic to know exactly what to do in an emergency.
The best protection that you have against either thunderstorm asthma or spring and summer, when these allergies are more prominent, is to have good day-to-day control of your asthma in the first place. And for pretty much everyone with asthma over the age of 6, if they're needing to use a reliever more than a couple of times a month, they should be on a regular inhaled preventer, best really with a low-dose inhaled corticosteroid. That substantially reduces the risk.
Ms. Vergara is on high alert following news of a heightened allergy season. And she has a message for other asthmatics as Australia approaches the thunderstorm event.
If they can prepare for it, avoid what it is that they can avoid, and always be in contact with their doctor, with their GPs, would be very handy.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.